Hello and welcome to our Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence special episode right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, supported by the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. In today's edition, you'll enjoy a conversation and live studio performance with local emerging artist Michael Zuzek. Zuzek's creative practice revolves around his background as a classically trained pianist, a path he began in the first grade. Beyond his formal training through elementary and high school, Zuzek expanded his repertoire to ragtime, pop, and rock, drawing significant influence from the Beatles, whose iconic catalog informed Zuzek's sound and vocal intensity. Zuzek released his debut album, Everest, in August 2024, which captured attention on the UK iTunes pop and rock charts. He has also performed locally, including his album release party, a couple of shows at the Tea Room in the Mansion earlier this year, and a live studio performance right here at the station with our CFRC Live Sessions volunteers, video for which you can watch on our website at cfrc.ca. Michael Zuzek joins us again today as our first artist in the Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program, a project offering opportunities for young and emerging musicians and bands to use CFRC's recording studios to develop, rehearse, and produce new original songs, and also undertake a live-to-air performance. We'll enjoy three new songs Zuzek created here at CFRC shortly, but before he takes the stage, so to speak, let's dive into a lovely conversation we had with him just a few days ago. Thanks for joining us right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We hope you enjoy learning about and listening to this amazing musician, Michael Zuzek. She's got a home with bigger walls and bigger dolls and taller ceilings for it all to unfold. She let it roll. She let it roll right through. Thank you so much, Michael, for joining us today right here in our studio. I wonder if we can get things started by learning a little bit more about you as a young emerging artist in our community.
Okay, well, thanks for having me, first off. This is my fourth year at Queen's University doing school. I'm getting a Bachelor of Science Honors, mastering in Environmental Science, and then I'm getting a minor in music. I've been playing piano since I was five, so I figured years ago I would just get the minor, and then I started writing songs, and I made a conscious decision I want to make an album. And really kind of the first start here was with Muse at a Tea Room they did a few years ago. It's the Tea Room over on Union and I think Division, maybe the street is.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't played live in Kingston yet, but I've always grown up playing like piano concerts at school and in the concert band in high school. So I figured, okay, I'll just do this. It sounds nice. I played a few songs, some Beatles covers. I played Greystone, my first single that I released a year before I released it. And that was nice. And from there, it kind of just started building. So I played there three times now. I played at the Mansion a few times. So I kind of try to stay where lots of the students go.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that enjoy my stuff the most, but that's kind of how I've been doing it so far.
Awesome. Yeah. So now, how did you get started and how did you keep up your learning? I understand, what grade of conservatory are you, for example?
In 2019, the end of the year, I did my grade 6 exam. I think I passed with honors. I think it was my highest grade on any of my RCM exams, besides some of the first ones, 1, 2, or 3. And I finished that, so I'm certified at level 6, and I was going to do 7. And my piano teacher was like, Michael, do you want to still do this? Because, you know, she could tell it was wearing on me, the whole constant classical. I loved some of the pieces, I really did. Like Bach, I loved playing Bach. I was like, no, Stacey, I really don't. I want to do something else. And she's like, okay, let's play what you want to play. And so I started learning stuff like the theme from Up, me and Sebastian's theme from La La Land, stuff like that. And then COVID happened, and then I started playing rock.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. And is Stacy, this instructor, is somebody you would consider to be a mentor, or are there other folks or other artists out there that have inspired you along the way?
Totally. My first piano teacher, Mrs. Kerwin, I haven't seen her in many years, but she taught me kindergarten, actually, senior kindergarten, and she told my mom, Anna, your son, he's got a great mind, he's very sharp, maybe you should get him doing piano lessons. I'm a piano teacher. I can start teaching him by the time he's in grade 1. So that happened, and I did it. I did piano lessons with her for maybe 8 years, and then she couldn't teach theory, or maybe she definitely could, she understood it all, but wasn't registered. So she said, you need a teacher who can teach theory and rudiment conservatory, the classical playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, so that's when I found Stacy Schlue at Chaos Music. Both amazing, wonderful teachers, both kind of put me where I needed to get. And then, yeah, lots of influences from musicians. I'd say there's like three phases. There's that with Mrs. Kerwin, then Stacy, then COVID was the Beatles.
Yeah.
I would just always put the records on out of my dad's collection and tried to learn every single song, tried to learn every solo, couldn't learn the solos because they're guitar. So I tried to learn the piano solos, couldn't learn that because I couldn't figure it out. Would come back a month later, I could nail it first try, right? So those are the three big ones, I'd say.
Right. But also, what a great way to spend time during the pandemic under lockdown is, I really want to try this and see if I can figure it out on my own.
Yeah, for sure.
So really entertaining, fun, and a great exercise.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely entertaining to my parents as well, besides the 6 hours a day of it. But it was good. We were all, you know, like we were all locked down. Like you said, there was really nothing to do unless you found something to do, and I found something to do.
I expect there were a lot of great sing-alongs.
Oh, yeah, there was actually.
Amazing, yeah. Amazing. And now tell us a little bit more about some of the work that you have been putting in locally related to getting yourself out there in terms of public performances.
Yeah. So this summer I released my debut album, Everest, and I did a release show on August 1st back in Etobicoke, where I'm from, at a new bar. It's been open for a year, and we worked together, and it was great for me. It was great for them. We brought in a lot of people. It was very nice. And then I didn't do anything for a month. Came back up here to Kingston, and I played Muse Tiny Desk, or Muse Mini Desk, I believe they call it, at the Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. Played 4 songs. Crowd really enjoyed it. And then I played, I forget what my next show was. I played Clark Hall Pub. I headlined Clark Hall Pub. I played for about 1 hour and 10 minutes. And I was getting sick the week prior.
Oh.
And like when I practice, I don't sing as loud as I can until I'm actually there doing it. And it was like 2 days before, and I really couldn't even, like, barely sing at home. I was like, this is going to be tough. This could be tough. But I had lots of tea, and I did pretty good. I even had one of those lozenges that, like, numb your throat, so I couldn't feel any pain. I did that. And then I did the Tea Room with Muse and the Tea Room with Project Red. And now it will be CFRC on Sunday for the 5th of the year, I think.
And now I'd love to hear a little bit more about your composition and songwriting process. Okay. How do you put the words to the music, or the music to the words, if you will?
You know, I find, at least I found this recently, it's always chords first, then music, or sorry, then lyrics. But I'll be walking and I'll get something in my head, like, I don't know, whatever rhythm or a cool like line that I'd play on a electric piano or something, right? And I'll come up with the words as I'm coming up with the little music in my head, and I'll get back to the piano, and it's horrible. It's bad. I can't, but going from lyrics to getting the music doesn't work as well as the music to the lyrics.
Okay.
Because my fingers, I kind of almost, at this point, I just start playing, like, without really even thinking about it, and then I can write a song. That's how I wrote one of the three, actually, here in the studio last week, that I really enjoyed. Actually, might be my favorite I've ever wrote.
Oh, wow.
And the chords dictate kind of what I talk about, I think.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what about collaborative work? Do you collaborate with any friends or family members who may also be vocally or musically inclined?
Well, on Everest, Scott's song, it's number 9. That was the first song that it was actually finished out of all 12 of them. And it's my buddy Scott's song. It's literally his song, and he never gave it a name because he just brought me the parts of the song. We worked on it together. And then I came up with the lyrics, but I didn't feel right naming it something, like, out of the lyrical content, because it was just his song. So I've worked with Scott a fair amount. We play live on the occasion. And then my girlfriend, actually, on Scott's song as well, she does a little French poem that I wrote in English, like my only poem I've written. And then we translated it to French because I thought it just fit nicely in this little gap without any lyrics.
Okay.
So that's that. That's the two.
Amazing. Yeah. But maybe some future possibilities
to
collaborate.
Yeah, I think so. My dad plays the accordion, so maybe one day I could get him to, like, really hunker down, you know, and play on something.
That would be awesome.
Like Billy Joel. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so now tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the music scene right here in Kingston, and what excites you about it, and where you hope it goes.
Well, what really excites me, I think, one of them at least, is the new Tragically Hip documentary that came out. I think that's brilliant. I think that's amazing for them. I know they played Massey Hall a few days after releasing that. I think that's brilliant. I think that's brilliant for them. I think it's very important for Canada because of how important they were and how important Gord was. and now that he's no longer with us, with them. But in the scene that I'm more involved with, I really like seeing that there's a lot of bands that really actually rock the house. Like Jinx, they rock. I'm playing a three-act show with them at the Mansion on January 10th with another band called Honey Locust, a friend of mine from high school, and Jinx Rock. And I think bands like that, the Clay Pigeons opened for me at Clark Hall, they rock. But I think we need to see more bands writing their own songs, mm-hmm. like really writing their own songs. You don't need to write an album. You don't even need to release an album. But if you can play a song you wrote live, it's very important because once you learn how you write, you learn what you can play. So for me, I learned that, okay, these songs that I, you know, played to get better at playing music, I actually tend to write like certain songs, mm-hmm. which means that I can probably play certain songs better. I can sing certain songs better. And the more you write, the more confident you are in what you know is good, what you know is bad. Even when you play, you think, I didn't play too good at that. Oh, that wasn't the greatest concert I put on, right? Mm-hmm. So I think writing your own music is very important. I think we need more of that at Queens, to be honest.
Fair enough.
In Kingston.
And now tell us about some of your favorite acts right here in town or mm-hmm. right here on campus that you love to go find at some of the local venues.
I go to the Toucan a lot, so I enjoy just seeing any live show that happens there. I think the Clay Pigeons played there recently as well. They're very good. They played with the Arkells actually at Clark Hall Pub a few weeks ago. But there was this one band, I don't remember their name, when I was at the Toucan. It's like a five-act band, and they played, I think they played The Revving Up My Engine, Baby by Burton Cummings.
Yeah.
That song, My Own Way to Rock.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this rocks, because I love that song. And they also played that Bill Withers song, that one.
Okay.
Killer voice the guy has, and there's like a big band. There's like seven of them, lots of horns. Really cool. That's probably one of the more enjoyable shows I've seen. I've seen them twice now. So I really enjoyed that. I got a Guinness spilt on me one of the nights, but it was okay. Seriously, all over, it might have been these pants. I just kept watching my buddy Jack. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's okay.
And it's so nice that they're khakis that you're wearing yeah. right now, yeah. so it blends right
yeah.
in. Just exactly. like it does on the carpets.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed. Mm. And now what's in your playlist these days? What are you listening to on repeat?
I listen to a lot of albums. I don't make a lot of playlists. What I use Spotify for is I'll make a playlist of the songs I'm going to perform live, right? Of, okay, this is what my set list will be, so this is what I'll listen to. But I do a lot of the Spotify, like, daily mixes.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly albums. I love to listen to everything physical. I have vinyl here in Kingston. I have vinyl at home in Etobicoke. But I do love, even on my phone, just to put a Beatles album on. Really any, mainly everything after. Rubber Soul, I love. I also love Zeppelin. Those are my two favorite. If I'm at home and I don't have much to do, I'll probably put on Revolver or Abbey Road, or I'll put on Houses of the Holy.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And so you mentioned Etobicoke, mm-hmm. and I feel like there's some resonance in a single that you have put out called Greystone mm-hmm. attached to Etobicoke.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to listen to that track with you, but could you tell us a little bit more about that song
sure.
and how it is attached to yeah. your hometown?
Well, I've lived at three homes. The third one, I moved there at the end of grade 7. And it was technically too far away from my elementary school for me to continue going there, but I only had one more year left, and I was a great student and very nice people, principals. The school got tore down, rebuilt, actually, just opened this September, reopened, I should say. And the third house I moved to is on Greystone. That's the street name. And lots of just things, you know, that happen as you grow up, right, as you grow through your adolescence, like having parties, having friends, having girlfriends, losing girlfriends, having just friendships, losing family members, stuff like that. So the best way I've recently described it is, although this, like, it's a melancholic song, and some of the lyrics, the content is sad, but it's not necessarily like that home is sad. I love that house.
Mm-hmm.
I still live there. I love it. But it's the thought of all those memories, happy or sad, passing you by.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a sad idea. I mean, that is melancholy at its core.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to have a listen to Greystone right now, right here on CFRC. We'll be right back in a few moments.
Down the road a mile to see where the folly is laid.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing Greystone with us and telling us a little bit more about it. Before we dive into your live performance today with us here live from our studios on the airwaves, I wonder what your thoughts are on the importance of campus radio stations like CFRC and community radio stations all across the country in supporting young emerging artists like yourself.
I think you put it very perfectly with the campus radio stations. It's very important. I mean, I know a lot of people nowadays have everything for streams, more or less, but radio station is very important for every generation, really. It's very important for broadcasting what a lot of, you know, local artists do, regardless of if you play one song of theirs every week or every month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you don't. There's a lot of musicians that don't have music released and that don't have the ability to release it, if that, you know, is just personal, not able to actually go record or release it or whatever that is. It's a very difficult thing. It's very hard to actually make an album. So I think radio stations like CFRC, like campus radio stations, are very important to let people in the region and really in the world with, you know, the ability to listen to any radio station wherever you are in Canada now. I think we have that with iHeartRadio. It's very important because a lot of these people, myself included, I think, you know, want to be heard, and it's difficult to find the ability to be heard. So the opportunities you guys are providing are very important and should be continued forever. And I think it needs to be understood how important that really is.
Thank you very much for that. And now, Michael, how can folks really keep up with the latest news about you? Mm-hmm. For example, you've just created 3 new songs that we're about to hear. I'm so excited for this. How can people learn more about continuing creations that you'll be putting out there?
Well, I would say the most important part is my Instagram, at Michael Zuzek, all one word. That's my main hub for everything. Mm-hmm. Along with Facebook, I post usually. If it's a post or story, they go together. But little things are always on Instagram, very important. And I have a link in my bio that links to kind of my website, as well as my Spotify and stuff like that. But I've even set up a new online kind of community platform where I put more stuff out than I do on Instagram. Instagram is more of like a professional workspace. It's like, you know, the front of a magazine, really.
Yeah.
More the inside of the magazine, kind of the insider stuff, and even like old demo tapes I have or me announcing where I'll be playing shows early is on that link in my Instagram. And in there you can find essentially everything that I do and everything I will be doing.
All right. And we're almost out of time for our chat together. And we really, really want to listen to the beautiful music that you play and have created. Recently, in the last couple of weeks, you have been to CFRC Studios mm-hmm. and you composed and wrote a couple of lovely, lovely songs. I wonder, yes, we're going to hear three of them today, and I wonder if you can tell us about them.
Yeah, I totally can. I've always found, or at least I've found in recent years, writing that I tend to be a bit better and faster at writing songs that are sad in content or even melancholic, kind of those kind of ideas. Like Greystone is more upbeat, melancholy, but a song like Scott's song, stuff like that, I feel like that's what I kind of gravitate towards, and even what my fingers literally want to play, like the chord structures and whatnot. And these songs, I've kind of decided for the next projects I do, and this has really pushed me forward into that next project, is I want to write songs that are really meaningful and that have great builds, that they are very dynamic, they're soft, and then there's really loud parts towards the end, maybe even the middle. The choruses are very powerful, and I'm using a lot of dissonant chords in, I think, all three of the songs, actually. And I think that is kind of that's me at my best, I think. My ability to write those songs, even my girlfriend says, like, all the songs I write, she loves those the most. So I think that's what you'll hear in these three songs. Loss, love, the human experience, just emotions we've all felt, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think all that's right. What it's going to be. And lots of stories, really.
Amazing. Yeah. And are there song titles yet?
Yes, we have. Not in any order. I haven't decided, really. I'm going to figure it out right now. we're going to do Ghosts. That's one. The other one is called Rain. And then the other one is called Shine.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us and sitting us down with us for this chat. And now we're going to go into the studio and listen to you perform live.
Let's do it.
Awesome. Okay, folks, we'll be back in just a few minutes, and we're going to listen to some amazing music live from CFRC Studios. New songs by Michael Zuzek. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, everyone. This is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Project Intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via cfrc.ca.
And thank you so much to Michael Zuzek for that wonderful conversation. Don't forget to follow Michael on Instagram at Michael Zuzek to stay up to date with news, upcoming shows, and releases, including his upcoming gig with local band Jinx at the Mansion on January 10th. Let's turn it over now to Michael Zuzek and CFRC's Airwave YGK tech team for today's live in-studio performance.
All right, CFRC, here we go. I'm going to play my first song. It's called Ghosts. Well, the trees that you planted are all gone, and the leaves, I like you, they're empty-handed. So you dream of the day they went away, and you say you see it really, but you don't. Can't you see we're talking about ghosts? Oh, the time is coming near for your crying to quit and be cut in half. For they say you need a spine to make it anywhere. Oh, not here. No, not here. You scream with your eyes and tell tales of sorrow. Can't you see my love? There won't be tomorrow. They'll break down your lungs and watch as you bleed.
God, can this be the world hour? How can this be the world our children lead?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we're going to go on to my second one here. This one's called Rain, another lovely song we wrote here in the CFRC studio. I think this might be the favorite song I've ever written, so here we go.
Would you ever go to market? Would you leave him standing there? Would you leave them out till Sunday? Would you ever even care? Let the rain wash down on you. Let the water run right through. Let your brave face carry on behind that door. It's all you came looking for.
For you. It's called Shine. This one is pretty melancholic, same as the rest, but it's got a nice, really nice chorus, and I really enjoy it. Okay, here we go.
Lonely is to know the time. Time. Just close. close your eyes and envision mine. Envision mine. So what words come to mind as you shine? While your lips cross over mine and you shine. During all the days that we were entwined, when you shined, do you remember your words? Do you remember your mind? When you shined,
go CFRC. Those are three new songs I've written here in the studio for the YGK Musicians in Residence, and I'm gonna do one more little treat. I'm gonna play a song you heard earlier. I'm gonna play Greystone, but nice and live for all of you wonderful listeners. Thank you again. Here we go.
Thank you. Greystone's a peaceful home, but it torments me to this day. Yellow card with your name and heart still remains since you've gone away. I don't miss it anymore, I still cry from your face. I said, I don't miss it anymore, I still cry from your face. Took a chance on my weather cap, and a voice that you said was good. As I walked by Barren Ab, I saw you standing where I once stood, singing, I don't miss it anymore, I still cry from your face. You sang, I don't miss it anymore, I still cry from your face. If there's a reason not to pick me up, I bet you won't find a way near on the corner. Just waiting here in the dark, hoping they'll pick me up when I'm a little older.
Thank you everybody. I've been Michael Zuzek. If you want to know more and listen more, you can check me out anywhere you can listen, Michael Zuzek, and you can find me on Instagram at Michael Zuzek. Thank you once again, CFRC.